The Birth of Venus, Love and Death in Florence by Sarah Dunant.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Opening announcement. This book was published in 2003 by Little Brown, London. It was recorded for the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind in 2004. Narrated by Maggie Maxwell and produced by Helen Marnie.
Please note, this book contains violence, strong language and explicit descriptions of sex.
Indexing. Cassette copies of this book are tone indexed at each heading, as indicated in the contents list. Daisy versions have two levels. The introductory material, prologue, parts, epilogue, notes, acknowledgements and closing announcement are on level one. The chapters are on level two. Book notes. Alessandra Cecchi is not quite 15 when her father, a prosperous cloth merchant, brings a young painter back from Northern Europe to decorate the walls of the family chapel in their Florentine palazzo. A child of the Renaissance, with a precocious mind and a talent for drawing, Alessandra is intoxicated by the painter's abilities. She is drawn into the life of a city where the new freedoms of the mind rub shoulders with the old sins of the flesh. On the streets, she discovers a stalking evil at large and witnesses the rise of the fundamentalist monk, Savonarola. Alessandra and her native Florence are caught between the Medici state with its luxury learning and dazzling art and the hellfire of Savonarola and the violence of his followers. And through it all, the painter and his art exerts an increasingly powerful and erotic pull.